विशेष चैतन्य महाप्रभु
रिस्टोर्ड
द वर्शिप ऑफ कृष्णा एंड ही आस्क्ड द गोस्वामीज टू रिस्टोर द वर्शिप ऑफ कृष्णा. सो वॉज इट दैट द कल्चर वॉज एंटायरली डिस्ट्रॉयड एंड इट इज रिस्टोर्ड बिकॉज नाउ वी ऑल्सो वी सी दैट देर आर सो मेनी होम्स वेर देर आर टेम्पल्स. सो वॉज ऑल दिस डिस्ट्रॉयड एंड वॉज ऑल दिस ऑल्सो रिस्टोर्ड. In general, if we consider the cause of the decline of the bhakti culture, we can see from a philosophical perspective and we can see from a geopolitical perspective. From a philosophical perspective, it is Kali Yuga itself. So, devotion and spirituality generally go down. Kalau nashta drishameshu. Spiritual vision gets destroyed. From a geopolitical perspective, it was more of the Islamic rule of India, the Mughal rule. Some kings like Babur and Aurangzeb were especially tyrannical. And so before the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Babur had been there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, their time more or less coincided with Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami. It coincided with the time of Akbar. And then before Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur was Aurangzeb. So the work that Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami had done in restoring, that was considerably undermined and damaged by Aurangzeb. Before that also, so it was the Islamic conquerors who considered it their duty to their God, to Allah, that the idol worshippers should be punished and idol worship should be stopped, because they have no conception of God as manifest in any way in this world. So they consider that any manifestation of any form manifestation of God is actually the devil taking that form to allure people away from the one true God. And that's why they consider it their secret duty to Allah to bring down all places where the devil is being worshipped.
Take right, but I think you have to go left and then take left.
So anyway, because of them, now they did desecrate many of the temples here. And of course, apart from that also, it was 5,000 years at, almost not 5,000 at that time, 4,000, more that much time had passed. So some amount of decline had happened. But what the Islamic conquerors could do and what they could not do was, what they could do was that they could stop public worship of the deities. So they started desecrating temples, they started banning any public forms of devotion. But that does not mean that they could get into every person's house and stop them from worshipping their own deities. Most Brahmanas had Shalagram Shilas. And most people, other people also had their own small deities which they would worship. And they would keep them discreet. We see this dynamic even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's times, when he was, his people were worshipping in Bengal. At that time, he would encourage people to, devotees in Bengal, he did not ask them to build any temples, because the Muslim ruler there was very tyrannical. That's a circumstantial reason, of course, but that is the reason at that level. So at homes, people were continuing to worship, but publicly the worship had been stopped. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers did was that they Uh, revived the culture of devotion at a public level, and that had effect at an impersonal level also, where people started becoming more devotional. Just like, say, if there's a beautiful temple somewhere, now if it's established, people start coming to a temple, start worshipping the deities in the temple, and they feel like having deities at their home also. So there were people who were generally worshipping also, but that was much more increased by the rejuvenation of the bhakti culture that was done by the Goswamis when they came to Vrindavan under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.